This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
And welcome into hour number two on a busy Saturday morning. Well, a lot of people out on the road and out in their duck blinds, and we've got some reports coming up for you. Also going to get to the text message, and we'll end the suspense. We've been asking you this morning, what state are you most likely to collide with a deer? Stats were compiled by State Farm Insurance. They're the ones that find out the most, because I don't know if you've ever hit a deer or seen a deer collision. It's not pretty. It ends up bad for the deer in most cases, but the vehicles a lot of times are total. But nothing like what happens in Alaska. I've been to Alaska 17 times, and when you drive the roads, if you hit a moose, you better be saying your prayers, because that is a real wreck when you hit one of those big moose. And in fact, what they do, if you're driving by and you look on the billboards, they'll tell you how many moose accidents have occurred that year. And if you're an Alaska resident, there's a list you can apply for, and you can collect on the roadkill, but only if you're a resident. And, you know, it's one of those benefits of being a native Alaskan. The other thing they do is every man, woman, and child in Alaska citizen gets an oil royalty check every year. Isn't that sweet? But moose meat, it's very lucrative, and people like to get it, but they don't want to hit the moose with their vehicle. Anyway, we've got a Tigers in the Wild preview, and these previews of our sneak preview of our Tigers in the Wild episodes that air on Bayou Wild TV is a presentation of Sunshine Equipment, your hometown John Deere dealer. And here's a little sneak preview of what you're going to see on this week's show called Tigers and Teeth.
Being from Fort Lauderdale, I think fishing was a big thing we did. Me and my brother, we used to do spear fishing, but didn't take it this serious as Louisiana. So I think just the different kind of fishing and all that stuff is really unique in Louisiana, and it's definitely exciting.
Well, it all starts with big bait. So you want to get out there, and my personal favorite are the mullet.
Well, you know, Mason's a pretty big guy. He's got a lot of strength, but sometimes that's not all you need when you're catching fish. You got to have a little bit of finesse to be able to handle a fish, know when to let it take drag, know when to tighten down on it. He did an excellent job on all three of those. He's a real fisher.
Looking for the big ones with a big guy, Mason Taylor of LSU. That guy interrupted me. Who is that? Anyway, Mason Taylor, LSU tight end, outstanding ball player and a good fisherman, and we had him along for a Lake Pontchartrain trip with Wicked Fishing Charters with Captain, it used to be Andy Jones, now it's Captain Mackey, and you can catch it on our Bayou Wild TV show if you're not familiar with it. If you're not a regular listener or viewer, we've got on our website a listing of all the stations, Fox 15 in Lafayette and Acadiana, Fox 29 in Southwest Louisiana, Lake Charles. It's in Baton Rouge on My 16 on Sundays at 12:30. My 54 in New Orleans, you missed it, comes on Saturday mornings before this show at 4 a.m. And it's also on the Southeastern Channel in Hammond, 6 p.m. Thursdays, and REV TV. Three airings, one on Saturday, 12:30, and then 5:30 on Sunday, and 2 p.m. on Tuesday. That's ETEL, used to be ETEL, RTC, and Vision channels up in the Bayou Parishes. Anyway, if you can't find it on any of those channels, you don't get any of those, you can always go to our webpage, BayouWildTV.com, and we've got the current and all of our past episodes on YouTube. You can do one of those, what do they call that when you... when you watch them, a marathon, a binge. Thank you, Cullen. Yeah, TV binge on Bayou Wild TV. All right, that's that. When we come back, and let me tell you who it is. It's West Virginia, and a lot of you got that. This one says, hi, I'm from North Carolina. It's not North Carolina. It's West Virginia. JB got it. This did a lot of people. Justin the Duck Guy says he's headed to the deer camp. He's finishing on preparation for opening weekend, next weekend. Well, if you're the duck guy, why are you not duck hunting, Justin? You're a deer guy now, huh? You're probably one of those ones that took up deer hunting in place of duck hunting, or you try to do all of it like me. All right, we got all that to talk about. Also, big news coming in from the backstrapper in Alabama. The little backstrapper has his buck down. Good for him. Congratulations. 5 minutes into the season. Boy, talk about the pressure being off. Send me a picture if you can, backstrap stacker. We'd love to see the little stacker. All right, we come back after this. We got the Born on the Bayou guy. You know him also as Captain Mike Gallo of Angling Adventures. We got a fishing report from him next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And our Born on the Bayou report with Captain Mike Gallo is a presentation of CETO. That's the guys and girls that'll come rescue you whenever you need it, give you what you need, where you need it, jump starts for electrical problems, bring you gas if you happen to run low, and they'll tow you dock to dock if that's what's necessary. Anything to get you back and give you peace of mind. And you can get a policy, and hey, it's not too early to start shopping for Christmas, and it's a great gift to give one of your loved ones. Peace of mind having a CETO policy, and there's a couple ways to do it. You call Captain Chris and Colleen, they'll sign you up real quick. 504-301-4545, or you can do it all online, CETO.com. $249, that is for an entire year, and it's renewable after that. Don't leave home without it. CETO. Captain Mike Gallo joins us now. Let's take you out live to the Wrigley's where he's already fishing. And, Mike, what a beautiful morning. Who are the lucky people that are fishing with you this morning?
Well, Don, I have my group from Texas in for one of their last trips of the year.
Well, good for them, and they got a great day. And, boy, you got a 2-foot tide range today. I bet that has the water started pouring out of the Wrigley's yet?
It is moving out of the Wrigley's. We just went under the Highway 90 bridge, and it's blowing out pretty good. I slowed down to talk to you on the phone, and I can hear some shotgun blast over towards the Pearl River Wildlife Management Area. So I think some ducks are dodging.
Yeah, they're having a pretty good season there. Mike, I wanted to tell you, if you're going to be driving through West Virginia, be careful. That's the number one state to collide with a deer. 1 in 40 are your chances in West Virginia. And I guess I've driven through West Virginia a couple times, and, boy, there's some winding roads that are narrow and cut through some of the woods through those, I guess you call them mountains. We call them mountains. They might call them hills. And it winds through there, and you come across some turns, and if it's at night, I can see where that happens.
Yeah, it's a good thing Double D doesn't know that information. They might relocate to West Virginia and just set the world on fire with deer sausage.
Yeah, well, they keep pretty busy up there in Bogalusa, and this is their time of the year coming around, and maybe you and I can drop something off there. Well, look, getting back to the fishing, are you going to fish the Wrigley's, or is that where you're transporting through and headed somewhere else on this wide tide range day?
Well, we got two boats. One's going to go fish over towards the Pearl River, where we caught some trout yesterday. And one is going to go fish towards the bridges, where there were a few trout caught, but more sheephead and crumb and occasional redfish being caught that way. And we, our particular boat, is going to go over to the Biloxi Marsh and pursue redfish.
Those Texas guys like the redfish, don't they?
They do. They've been fishing with me now 24 years. And they enjoy catching those redfish.
Are you taking them to Dutch's Corner?
We probably will not be in Dutch's Corner. We have a bit of a northeast wind, and Dutch's Corner faces northeast. So to keep us from trying to cast into the wind, we'll work in a different direction from that. I like to fish with the wind if I can help it.
Oh, yeah, it makes it easier to cast. So what is your game plan with the Texas guys? They know you. You know them. Do you get up on the front of the boat, and do you cast with plastics and put somebody in the back with a cork or bottom on a shrimp? What's the plan?
we're probably going to have a gulp under a cork for one angler, and the other angler will probably switch between three lures, one being a spoon, one being a spinner, and the other probably being a Texas rigged worm.
Mike, would you expect it to be really clear in those ponds where you can actually see the fish?
We were in the marsh on Thursday, and the water was pretty clear. It's very much clear enough to fish. The wind's a lot less. Yesterday, the wind died down, I guess, about 10 o'clock. So we've had some light winds, and I'd be hoping for some clean water. I don't see any reason for it to be dirty. And we were successful Thursday while we were red fishing. So I would expect the same as long as we can find some drains with water running out of it, things like that.
Mike, those guys seem to enjoy fishing in that Biloxi Marsh in those interiors, and it's great because you don't see many boats. There's very little competition in there. It's very scenic. But, you know, a lot of people would probably head to the Mr. Go and, by the intercoastal where it meets and get up along those rocks. Today might be a good day for doing some of that.
There was a good mess of trout caught over by the wall yesterday with some of the captains that rent boat slips from me. So there are fish at the wall also. I'm glad you mentioned that.
Well, very good. Mike, anything else before you run?
Well, I want to tell you that I had a late cancellation. I am available tomorrow.
Wow.
If someone wants to go fishing. The other thing I want to tell you, we have had high water this whole week, and I have seen some debris floating in the water. So you want to make sure you leave when there's good light, because you don't want to run into something and have to call our friends at CETO to come bring you in.
Well, some of the pictures I've seen from the morning, that moon lit it up pretty well. In some cases, you didn't even need a light to get out to your spot. Well, Mike, that's some good advice. Hey, if somebody wants to call you and get that trip down for tomorrow doing this beautiful tide range and good weather, tell them what time can they call you and where should they call you?
Well, it'll be out of pocket as far as being able to answer my phone in the Biloxi Marsh, but you can certainly leave a voicemail, and that number is 985-781-7811. My website at aaofla.com. You could send me an email from there.
All right, and you got the no fish, no pay guarantee, right?
Been that way for 25 years.
Can't go wrong with that. Mike, you and the Texas boys have a great time, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, Don. We'll see you then.
All right, Captain Mike Gallo, Angling Adventures of Louisiana. Rare opportunity. Had a cancellation. Who would cancel tomorrow? Well, things come up. But anyway, it could be your benefit if you want to give him a call. Again, you can reach him 78. What is his number anyway? Captain Mike is 781-7811, area code 985. And if you didn't get a chance to get it, text me and I'll send it back to you. All right, got lots of texts coming in. Wingbone's going to be hunting with his flintlock next week. There you go, primitive hunting weapon. Got some other questions. We'll address those. But we got a paddler's report coming up with Brendan Bayard, brought to you by No Wake Outfitters, right after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And it's time for our Paddler's Report, brought to you by No Wake Outfitters, Airline Highway in Metairie, where they have Tackle Tuesdays every week. If you visit on Tuesday, you can see the selection of the conventional tackle, rods, reels, got some special store hours, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. No Wake Outdoors. It's Louisiana's premier kayak store and fly shop, and all your on-the-water needs, paddle in hand or on the fly, visit them. No Wake Outfitters, 1926 Airline Highway in Metairie. They're open Monday through Saturdays. In fact, they'll be open a little bit later on this morning at 10 till 6. And Tuesdays, those new hours, 8 to 8 for Tackle Tuesdays at No Wake Outfitters. Let's talk to Brendan Bayard. And Brendan, boy, had an historic vote yesterday from the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club. Tell us about it.
Yeah, Don, we've had this vote a couple of times before, and it's never passed. But yesterday it passed, and I guess Thursday night it passed. But it was a vote for electric motors to be used in the kayak club. I'm not sure if all events will ever have electric motors, but we are officially open to it. So we'll see what the new leadership wants to do with that vote going forward. I'm sure we'll have a couple of events that probably will allow it. I've been to other events that allowed it. It's been great. So no complaints from me. I voted for the amendment, if you will. And we've had a lot of people in the club, the new people that are coming into the sport, getting electric motors. A lot of the new people that are getting kayaks these days, they might get a just kind of spend a little bit of money on a kayak and a little bit of money on a trolling motor and get out that way. So the data has suggested that a lot of these people are entering the sport with motors. So we're trying to be more open. Our club's mission is to grow the sport of kayak fishing. That's kind of where the sport's headed. So we're opening ourselves to this and we'll see what happens.
How did the vote go? Was it close? Was there a lot of opposition?
It was probably, it was between, I would say it's about two-thirds for motors and one-third against motors.
Mm-hmm. Well, you don't have to use a motor, but I guess some people don't want to give up that advantage, because certainly it's a little bit of advantage to have an electric motor for sure. You can cover more distances greater. But again, as you mentioned, it opens up to a lot more people who, for physical or other reasons, need to have an electric motor. And I don't think it's a big
deal. A lot of the other clubs and organizations around the country have opened up a few years before us, so we're kind of late adopters. You've had even the Hobie Bass Series and these other events have opened up to these motors before us, a couple of years, in fact. So it's nothing that we're pioneering or anything. We're very I would say that we were against it for a long, long time, and we're just kind of finally coming around to it. But that's kind of where the data is showing us that a lot of people are coming into the sport with, so we don't want to exclude them. And we're excited to see new members join in motor or paddle. So
it'll also help when
way.
Conditions are not ideal too, and you got some strong winds and stuff like that, it'll help people. So I think it's a good thing, and thanks for breaking that news. Let's talk some fishing, man. The bay boat guys are tearing it up all across the coast. What about for the paddlers?
Yeah, man. I mean, this is prime time to go. Last week, I caught some big trout. One of my favorite haunts, Leeville, got an 18 and a 22-inch trout, which was, the first time I've got over 20s in Leeville, since before the summer. So I'm excited to see the big fish showing back up. All the areas that are probably Golden Meadow, Leeville, Empire, Port Sulphur, those kind of mid-tier bay systems are going to be having those big trout come into them. I was just drifting across oyster flats, you know, hitting points and hitting you know, areas where I knew there was a scattered shell bottom with some bait. You know, I had some mullet in the area. It was calm. I was just throwing topwaters, drifting over areas over and over again. Caught some big fish. So I would assume it's the same thing going on today. I've heard similar reports. Now's the time to get out and find those big fish that are coming into the upper mid-bay areas, if you will.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with Brendan Bayard. We're getting a paddler's report for you kayakers and canoers. Brendan, up next, December 4th, Hobie Saltwater Championship in Golden Meadow. It's a qualifying event. Top 70 get a spot in the championship. Electric motors, are they be allowed?
They are allowed, and that was not by us. That was, you know, that's a Hobie, a Hobie event, so... It'll be, you know, people from Florida to Texas coming in for that one. They've qualified through a series of events throughout the year, beginning in March and earlier. And we're looking forward to hosting some people out of town and having a good time up in Golden Meadow.
Who's some Louisiana guys participating?
I'm participating, and there's probably about 35 or 40 people from the club participating, since we had, you know, a lot of participation in the two Louisiana qualifying events, and then we had a big group go over to Mobile for that event.
So would you say Louisiana kind of dominates the field there? I would think so.
I would say that Florida and Louisiana dominate the field. But I don't know. I haven't seen the numbers yet, but I'm looking forward to seeing my fellow kayakers from the Bayou Club, Bayou Coast Club, represent well on our home waters.
Yeah, is home field advantage a factor?
Well, we have been shut out of pre-fishing the area for a month. We will all be allowed to start fishing the Wednesday before the tournament. So we'll have 3 days open to fishing, that Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Captain's meeting on Friday, and then we'll have the event on that Saturday.
Oh, that's exciting, and we look forward to covering it. Thanks so much for the report, Brendan. Have a great day, my friend, and we'll talk to you next time.
All right. Thanks, Don. Take care.
Right, there he goes. That's Brendan Bayard. All right, we got a text message come in and wants to know when can you try kayaking before buying one? They've actually got a pool over there at No Wake Outfitters, and they put a kayak right there, and you can check it out. So why don't you stop over there? No Wake Outfitters, Airline Drive in Metairie. All right, we also have a couple other texts here. Guy I met, made friends with a couple of guys on a dove hunt in Alabama. His name is Tom. He's in Shell Beach for a few days. Windy and staying water, but the trout bite is good. He's headed home tomorrow to chase the trout and red in the Mobile Tensaw Delta. The water looked good there when they left Thursday, and the fish were biting. Thanks for that Alabama report, Tom, and good luck over in Shell Beach. All right, we come back after this. It's Bad Boys of the Outdoors time. You know the drill. It's next, right after we pause 3 minutes for our local stations to give you some messages from our sponsors, and then we're back with the Bad Boy feature on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, we're hearing from Monte. He's in a cool 44 degrees in Caldwell Parish. He's on his deer stand listening to the show. Amazing how many people are in the duck blinds and fishing boats and deer stands listening to the show, and we appreciate it. And boy, I am jealous of you this morning, because what a beautiful sunrise is going on out there, particularly if you're in one of those marsh areas. Well, deer season, yeah, it's getting there, and a lot of people already doing it, getting a lot of reports, and there's a lot of big buck contests going on. In fact, the 2024 35th Annual Simmons Sporting Goods Big Buck Contest is going on. They've been doing that buck contest as long as I've been on this radio show. And here, take a listen to what's going on there.
This is the 2024 35th Annual Simmons Sporting Goods Big Buck Annual Contest, where over $150,000 in prizes will be given out to 60 categorical winners in this year's contest. Every submission is entered into a drawing for the grand prize of a $10,000 Simmons Sporting Goods shopping spree. In addition, TACA matched the grand prize, totaling to $20,000 in prize money.
Big money. By the way, that was Chase Ward reporting for KTVE in Bastrop. But not all is going well for that contest, as you'll hear right after we pause 10 seconds for our local stations to identify themselves on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Well, Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries agents got some information from the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission Enforcement Division about Andrew Reels killing a buck in Arkansas and entering it into a big buck contest in Louisiana. During the investigation, agents learned that Reels, an Arkansas man, illegally took a 15-point buck, 15 points, during illegal hours on September 8th near Crossett, Arkansas. Reels then entered the buck into the Simmons Sporting Goods Big Buck contest in Bastrop later that same day. The Arkansas Game and Fish Enforcement Agent cited Reels on October 30th for his illegal hunting activity. A day later, on the 1st of this month, Department of Wildlife and Fishery Enforcement agents in Louisiana cited Reels for allegedly hunting contest fraud and violating interstate commerce regulations. If convicted, facing up to $3,950 in criminal fines and up to 120 days in jail, is 27-year-old Andrew Reels of Crossett, Arkansas, our bad boy of the outdoors. You know, having covered similar cases over the years, for some reason, and I'm thinking it's because of those lucrative prizes, you know, 5,000 entries, $150,000 in prizes with 60 winners, it's a big contest, Simmons Sporting Goods. It's very popular in Bastrop, and besides that, it's maybe the entire South, if not just Louisiana, maybe the whole country for that matter, is the all-time leader in fraudulent entries in its big buck contest. No, this is not the first time someone tried to sneak in an illegal entry into that contest, and I gotta believe it's the temptation for the big money prizes that gets that done. Anyway, we wish you luck to our bad boy. He's facing some serious fines, and I don't know, he probably won't give him jail time. But by the way, hunting contest fraud in fishing is a felony if it's over a certain amount in Louisiana and many other states, and there are several cases of it. Also, we got a case, I'm not going to have time to talk about it, but disturbing hunters, disrupting hunting, also that's illegal, and we had a citation written for that this past week. We'll get to that another time. By the way, I did want to pass this along. If you use the Seabrook Launch, which is on Lake Pontchartrain by the Seabrook Bridge, boy, what a popular area. It's one of these places where you can take a tin can, a kayak, a flatboat, no motor, and get into some really big trout fishing there seasonally. And it's been that way for years. But over the years, there's a little launch there, and it's gone into total disrepair. The lights have been out. I've had people contact me and see if I can get something done. I've talked to city officials, but it's like talking to a wall. That is a city whose government has no shame. They won't do anything about it. And now the New Orleans police are looking for a woman who allegedly held a man at gunpoint, took his vehicle, carjacked him, and then dragged him during that carjacking last Sunday night. Again, this is at the Seabrook Boat Launch. It's a popular kayak launching spot. And according to the police report and the report on our flagship station, WWL, the victim was there when the suspect approached him. She produced a firearm, demanded him to get away from his vehicle. The victim complied and then was dragged when he was attempting to recover his vehicle. He was taken to a local hospital for treatment. The suspect described as an unknown female in the initial appoint. That was about 9:30 p.m. last Sunday night. So be careful if you decide to use the Seabrook Bridge launch. All right, we come back after this. We headed to some duck blinds. We'll talk to Ryan Lambert, find out how he and his guides are doing. And then we got Mike Smith over in Delacro, who has been enjoying one of the best seasons ever. And that guy's been hunting for decades. We'll let you hear what's going on right after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, where's Ryan Lambert, the plastic man? Ryan, you in Luling hunting whistling ducks back on the golf pond?
No, I'm sitting on Grand Ridge. It's the most peaceful morning I've seen in a long time.
Yeah.
Quiet, quiet, quiet. Wow.
What a beautiful
morning. It's been so good, Don. It's so good right now. My goodness gracious. I cannot believe the quality and the number of ducks that we are killing. You know, it's so strange because this is the first cold front we've had.
Right.
And I mean, I set the decoys at 8 o'clock, morning before last, picked them up at 10:20 with 24 birds.
Yeah. Yeah. And other are having similar limits every day, or at least the possibility of limits if they can't shoot. But, you know, it's just like the old days. Yeah. And nobody can figure it out because we got a bad report on the migration. It's been warm, as you said. We had high water, which usually is a kiss of death for a lot of places, not so much where you hunt, but other places where, you know, the marshes get flooded and the ducks will scatter and they can't get to the SAV on the bottom. But, man, things just for some reason, we are just covered up down in southeast Louisiana. And heard from Kirk during the middle of the week, and they're doing good on the opposite end. But the areas that normally hold the most duck, southwest Louisiana, the rice field, not so much.
Yeah, I heard that. I heard that it's not great over there. But I tell you, I think a lot of those bigger clubs got inundated with salt water. And now they're killing ringnecks instead of mallards. Mallards do not like that salt water.
No, they won't touch it.
But it's man, just big, beautiful flocks of mallards, lots of gray ducks, blue wings, green wings, big old flocks coming in. I mean, just, great hunts. I mean, I didn't even leave the lodge till 7. I met the guys at the lodge. We went out there, put out the decoys, and I mean, okay, guys, that was a great hunt. Let's go back and go catch a limited trout and a limited reds. I mean, it's been crazy. The fish is off the charts. Everybody smashed them yesterday. I mean, it's a good time. The river's coming up. It's going to go to 5.455 and stay there a few days, and then it's going to stay in the 4. But it looks like it's staying in the channel, and it's not enough volume to just overtake the whole river. So, man, we might get lucky. I mean, I'm really hoping. But because it's awesome right now. The water's beautiful and big, nice trout. I mean, they had a lot of 14 to 20 inch trout yesterday. I mean, it was making us a happy people, and we're so busy. I that's why I'm home. I mean, I don't have a boat or a duck boat to go in.
Everybody's using your stuff.
Yeah, I got both my bait boats out, all my duck boats out, and all for customers, which is good, but I can't.
All you got to do is make a trip to the bank. That's all you got to do.
No, I got to make it to the driveway and dump it in front of Miss Carmen. She takes care of it. Don't worry about that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, that's great that things are going so good. A lot of people are reporting to me, too, down fishing down where you are and actually a little bit lower. It's those mixed catches like it used to be. You're catching a combination of a freshwater fish and saltwater fish, trout, reds, drum. Of course, you can't keep the flounder, and then the bass and the striper, hybrid stripers, and all that stuff showing.
Yeah, we saw a big striper. Marty caught a big striper yesterday. I saw it on the table. Yeah, she got the trout spot, and the guy says, "We don't want trout." She's, everybody killing the trout. And of course, she called me and said, "Do you want bull reds? What do you think?" I said, "I know what to think." I told her right where to go, and she smacked them.
Oh, yeah, that's almost automatic down there. And was it a pure striper or a hybrid?
All the girls are doing good. That was a real striper she had. Yeah. It was a big fish.
I remember one trip I made down in Venice, and it was just right out of the launch almost, and we caught 7 different species without moving the boat. 7 different ones.
Oh, yeah. And it jumped. Well, you know what I got, buddy? I'm seeing a wood duck pass over me right now. I have a wood duck roost on my place here, and at dark they come. They must have 1,000 wood ducks in it. You talk about pretty. Oh, my word. I go out there with my little grandson, and we watch him. I said, "Look at the wood ducks, buddy." He said, "They fly?" I said, "Yeah, do they fly? They fly fast, too, buddy."
Yeah, they do. Well, and now with the East Zone opening up, a lot of the places that hunt wood ducks in the swamps will be active and, get them moving around, too. So good luck to all of those people. I don't know. Maybe my wood ducks are down there at your roost. I used to have tons of them in my pond. I haven't seen – I saw 3 in the last 2 years. I don't know why they gave up on it.
They come down in the fairway, walk under the oak trees right before dark, and eat acorns, and then go to the roost.
Yeah.
Some are pretty. Yep, life is good, my friend.
That's good. Well, if somebody wants to get down there and do it, tell them how to get you.
Yeah, they go to CajunFishingAdventures.com or call me at 504-559-5111. And I think the Natural Resource Committee on Thursday is going to hear that Mid-Bar Terrier argument, so I'm going to go and testify, and I think all the sportsmen that want to save our paradise need to go and speak their voice.
And where will that be?
In Baton Rouge at the House of Natural Resource, in the Capitol.
All right. Well,
good time to go speak your voice.
Yep. Maybe make the west side look more like the east side with some projects over there for sure. Well, they got the controversy over the endangered species thing, too, so that's something else.
All
that's
those endangered species are on the east side of the river, too, and there's 5 times more water. It's not hurting them on that side. I don't know why it would hurt them on the other side.
Yeah, you're right. All right, Captain Ryan, see you next week, buddy.
All right, Bonnie, we'll see you.
All right, that's Captain Ryan Lambert, Cajun Fishing Adventures. All right, coming back after this, we're taking you to Delacroix Island. Mike Smith, LADuckHunts.com. He has been having some phenomenal duck hunts over there. We'll find out what he's doing this morning on a beautiful Saturday morning, and you're hearing it live on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. All right, got a couple of reports coming in. Let's see, we had the report from Thibodeau about duck hunting. We're talking duck hunting this morning. Got people in their blinds. A lot of them are listening. The one said they had a guided trip out in Gaydon, and it was fair. And then we got another one said that they had a few mallards came in the pond, but not close enough for a shot. They did get a banded pintail hen from North Dakota. That was Phil listening to us in Thibodeau. And we had another one that won, saying the lack of cold weather is affecting the Gaydon birds. Well, there's something affecting them, and maybe Ryan touched on it with a lot of spoiled rice fields over that way. But in southeast Louisiana, it's been phenomenal. Let's talk to Mike Smith, LADuckHunts.com. He's out in Delacroix where they have been enjoying a phenomenal season. Mike, is that continuing this morning?
That's a little slower this morning. We've got six on the water, but we're going to finish it up. Yesterday, by this time, we already had our 18, just about. And the day before, we had 24, but it's slower today.
Is that because there's fewer birds or fewer shots being hit?
There's a lot of shooting going on. One thing about weekends.
Yeah.
You get birds coming in, somebody out in the distance shoots, and you know how that is. I'd rather hunt during the middle of the week.
Yeah. Well, recap it for us. So from opening day to now, what you been doing?
Oh, it's been fantastic. When was it? Was it yesterday?
Yeah.
Yesterday we had 16 teal and 2 pintail. The day before, we had 24. We had a mix, gray ducks, widgeon, teal. I think we had some ringnecks. Spoonbill, typical, you know, ducks this time of the year. And it's been one of the best seasons in, 5 years.
Yeah, and you've been hunting ducks a long time, and this is kind of reminiscent of the old days, and I don't have an explanation for it. High water, warm temperatures, we just started getting a few fronts in, but, man, the birds are just thick down in those areas.
We got the food.
Well, but the birds have to be here to find the food, you know. So
exactly,
that's part of it.
Exactly.
You got to get them down here. And everybody says, oh, we need the ponds to be frozen up in Tennessee and Arkansas.
No. Teal, spoonbills, stuff like that, you don't need cold weather. They migrate when the days get shorter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's mallards and most of the divers that you need real freezing weather to push them down.
Yeah, I had one report that the canvasbacks showed up down there in Venice. Have you seen any redheads or cans yet?
Yeah, we killed a few redheads, but no cans. A few years ago, we had a lot of canvasbacks.
Yeah, well, they be on the menu this year.
Oh, yeah, and the blue wings are still here. So.
Yeah, well, enjoy them because, you know, next year they're talking about cutting that teal season from 16 days down to 9 because there's a lack of blue-winged teal. But you'd never convince people where you're hunting of that, could you?
No. I wish it would be 16 days and drop the limit to 4. I'd rather have more days than a higher limit, you know?
Oh, yeah, always take the days. That gives you the opportunity to get out there, and, you know, even if it means a few less birds, yeah, that would certainly be a better option, if that's offered, but I don't think it would.
Take them!
Sound like we had something snuck in on us while we were talking.
It never fails. You are the best duck caller around.
Well, you know, you're a 5-time state duck calling champion. You didn't even all you got to do is have it hanging on your neck. You don't even have to use it. Tell us what happened.
Two teal came in, green wings.
Okay.
They dropped them, and I mean, all of a sudden they were right there. But every time you call, ducks come in. Like I said, you're the best duck caller around.
Yeah, well, maybe so. Well, hopefully it'll happen when I get out there with you during Thanksgiving week. Well, keep up the good work. I know you booked up pretty solid, but if somebody wants to squeeze a trip in, give us your telephone number and the website.
504-228-4506, LADuckHunts.com. I have openings with my other guides.
Very good. Okay, jump in the P-Rog and go get your ducks. We'll catch up with
you next
time.
All right. Good talking to you. I'll see you the day before Thanksgiving.
As always. Thank you, Mike. All right, that's Mike Smith, LADuckHunts.com. All right, I got a question. Are guides allowed to shoot a limit of ducks? Yes, they are. It's not like the fishing guides where they can't keep their limit. Duck hunters can shoot and keep their limit of ducks. All right, let's see. We got. I'm glad you're bringing attention to that Seabrook boat launch situation to the people's attention. That is a damn shame. I passed over there last weekend just while I was out taking a ride in the city of New Orleans. Should be ashamed of themselves. Well, as I mentioned, the government in New Orleans, they have no shame. I got tired of calling them and talking to them until I was blue in the face and nothing being done. Now, they found $3 million to light up the bridge that crosses the Mississippi River, but they can't put lights, any kind of lights, and fill in holes and maintain a boat launch at Seabrook. I don't know. All right, well, thank you for listening. Get out there and enjoy this wonderful weather this weekend, and join us again next week. We do it every week, 5 to 7 a.m. on Saturday mornings, the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.